This is this. This ain't something else. This is this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the This Is This podcast. I am your lovely host, Lucky You. My name is Nikki Buns, Nikki Bundles, Nikki Numbers, or Nikki Biscuits. Coming at you from beautiful, breezy Beverly Hills, California, where I lay my head to rest every night. I'm never leaving. It's 80 degrees in here. It's January something. How's your winter treating you? I am your Hollywood homie, here to give you all the straight hard truth, the facts, cuz whether you like them, whether you need them, this is where you come to get them. Thank you all so much for joining me for episode number 33, the age Christ was when he died for your sins. Where were you when Christ died for your sins? Sound off in the comments. Before we get into everything, before we get into the good, the bad, the ugly of the week, because there's plenty of shit going down that we need to get into, I need to set some people straight. Let me plug. Go over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever you do your thing, and download the show. Subscribe to the show, rate the show, review the show. It takes 2 seconds. You're WFH. You're not busy. I'm so busy, I can't even get over to the podcast. Just rate it. And I'm not asking for a fake review or a fake rating. Give me your honest opinion. Thank you all so much for those who have done that thus far. It really does mean a lot to me. I appreciate it. For those that haven't, you know who you are, and you are officially dead to me. My Instagram is still popping off, believe it or not, not based on any of the activity numbers, but just me being present on Instagram. That's still happening. I'm over there. This is this podcast. YouTube, this is this podcast. I'm putting up full episodes now just from the iPhone. Take it easy. Maybe one day we'll be granted some cash. We'll get the nice cameras. We'll get some nice lighting. We'll get a nice studio. But for now, deal with it. It's iPhone shit. And I'm also over there on Twitter/X. Shout out to Elon Musk for keeping that alive. Hail him. No pun intended. It's TITPcast over there. Let me get the gum out of my mouth. And then I'm over there on TikTok too, believe it or not, because it's still standing. Thank you, Donald Trump. I salute you for being a real man of the people. It's clear, it's obvious that you really give a shit about everybody in the country. Thank you all so much for keeping TikTok alive, for keeping these models paid. We can't just pull the rug out from people. They need to get paid. I'm not really for the TikTok ban. I do think it's Chinese spyware put onto our phone, but what are you going to do? I mean, we're already in it. It doesn't matter. They've already gathered all our information. Let the kids make a little cash in this country, will you? Oh, by God. What the hell's going on out there? Well, let me start with a little personal story that I got. We finally got into the show Severance. Severance, baby, on Apple TV. It took me a while to actually get Apple TV because I was just like, I can't, do we need another subscription service? I don't want it. I don't need it. But, you know, Netflix got a little tiring. We went through Squid Games season two. Bit of a fucking snooze fest, if you ask me. Squid Games season one, phenomenal. Squid Games season two, I can take it or I can leave it. It didn't do anything for me. So, we jumped ship from there, went over to Hulu, went over to Disney Plus, went over there to fucking Prime. We got all of them. Didn't have Apple TV. We decided to get it. Severance, stellar show. Took me a couple episodes to even enjoy it, but I do really like it. It's creepy. I fuck with it. I don't really know what's going on yet. I understand the actual severancing. I don't really understand the codes that they're looking at. I'm not understanding if the boss is in on it or I don't know what the hell's going on. But we're walking down the street and my girlfriend's like, oh, you fell asleep during episode two, but one of your favorite actors is in it. James Randolfino. James Randolfino. And I'm like, who? Who are you talking about? Now, clearly she means James Gandolfini, the GOAT. Tony Soprano, who's pictured right here in my shot, right there, who's obviously goated to me. He's a fucking phenomenal character. But no, he's been dead for 12 years, so it clearly wasn't him. So I'm like, is it John Turturro? And she's like, no, James Randolfini. I'm like, babe, I don't really think that's his name. She's like, oh, I don't think it is his name. You're right. It's Christopher Walken. So my girlfriend confused James Gandolfini for Christopher Walken, but called him James Randolfino. So there you go again. Way to go, babe. Way to really just zone in on this celebrity culture. I got to get her in here so I could like show her pictures of celebrities and have her name them. I think that would be fucking hilarious. We're going to start a new podcast called Filipino. She's Filipino. I'm from Philly. Get it? What do you think? Sound off in the comments. Let me know if that's something you may listen to. Trump inauguration, Donald J. Trump, which I just found out the J stands for John. I could have swore it stood for Jesus based on all the miracles he's performing and all the ass kissing that's going on by all his sycophant fucking followers. It's really a disgusting display again for political love. It's enough. People will defend this guy. Literally, this guy can shoot their mother in the head and they would defend it. They would say, I don't really think that he even did it. I don't believe it. I mean, it's a really sick world we're living in. And, Donald Trump is just feeding into everyone's fucking fears. So first day in, the inauguration was so weird. It's just a weird thing. I mean, you got the billionaires boy club up there, right? You got the Zucks, you got the Musks, you got the Bezos, you got the Trumps. Everyone's up there on the stage with them. Then you got people that have been talking shit on each other for the last 16 months. You got Vance, you got Kamala, you got Biden, you got Trump. These people have eviscerated each other in the media, digital and print alike. And now they have to sit on the same stage and kiss ass? It's super awkward. The whole thing was awkward. You got Hillary in there, like laughing at some of the things Trump was saying. It was just, you must have been able to cut the tension up there with a knife. I don't know how these people get through these certain things. I mean, Kamala has to sit there and watch the person that completely destroyed her in the election accept the nomination as something that she wanted. Must have been pretty depressing, but don't worry, she'll be okay. She flew out of D.C., went back to her home here in Brentwood, acted like she gave a shit about the fire victims, and then went on with her life. So hopefully she just goes quietly into the night. That would be nice. Same with Biden. Biden can go quietly into the night. We're done with his politics for now, okay? But before he left, he did do some sweeping pardons. The pardon party continues with Joe Biden pardoning pretty much everyone, his entire family, and the dude, the Dr. Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci. This fucking Gindaloon who shot everybody up with a vaccine has been pardoned. Now, to me, it's like, hey, if you had a doctor that was treating you and giving you vaccines and telling you everything is correct and everything's right, and then they had a preemptive pardon by the president, you would probably be a little weary of that doctor, wouldn't you? Now, people want to just claim because Trump's a psycho that he may be just end up rounding people up in some sort of Gestapo-esque way. I don't think that's going to happen, but it doesn't look good for Fauci. It looks pretty evident that there was some illegal bullshit going on behind the scenes. I just don't, I don't agree with these pardons. I think they're insane. I think Trump's pardons are even crazier. I think pardoning 1,500 people on your first day at the job is an overreach. Wouldn't you say? And people want to talk about these January 6th people like they're some sort of heroes. Let me be crystal clear with you right now. These January 6th psychos who tried to overthrow the government with force should be locked up for the rest of their lives. They're not heroes. They're not defending the Constitution. They're pissy, angry little children who didn't get their way and decided to storm the Capitol in aggressive, violent, volatile manner. Fuck these animals. Fuck these scumbags. I don't give a shit who they are, who they are, what color they are, what creed they fucking represent. I don't care. I really think the January 6th people are some of the most despicable people to ever walk the face of the planet. And they're like little children. They really are. They got their little gang. They got their little boys club. Hey, we're in the Oath Keepers. Come join the Oath Keepers, dude. We keep the oath. You're corny. You're all corny kids. It's ridiculous. Grow the fuck up. Your guy lost, and now you want to still bitch about it and act like he won? He's in now. Get over it. I'm so sick of the January 6th sympathy. It's ridiculous, dude. Some people really think these people are heroes. Like, they fucking killed a bunch of people. People died because of this. I mean, they attacked the law enforcement. They want to act like they didn't. I mean, the videos are so aggressive and visceral and just fucking haunting. Like, it's terrifying to see the U.S. Capitol be completely demolished by Trump supporters. Dude, we're with the Oath Keepers, bro. Yo, we're part of the Proud Boys, brah. Let me tell you something. Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, my brother's keeper. If you're in a little club and you're in a group and you're like a 50-year-old man, you're fucking corny. And there's some homoerotic activity going in too. Don't let me get into it, please. So I do not agree with pardoning 1,500 people on the first day, especially any of these January 6 assholes. What do you think this tells people out there now? What do you think? That you can commit violent acts in the name of Trump and Trump will pardon you? I mean, do you think his supporters and people in America are smart enough to understand that pardoning someone like this doesn't mean that you're able to just do whatever you want at any moment? Like, people are not smart in this country. They're really dumb, as you can clearly see. So, you know, making it known that, hey, you can storm the Capitol. You could dress up like a fucking shaman or whatever that QAnon shaman douchebag is. Oh, these people are so corny and they're so desperate in wanting to be part of something bigger than them because their lives are void of any sort of joy or any sort of anything. They have nothing. They have their guns. They have their weird hick activities that they do, and they have Trump. And that's about it. So Godspeed to them. I hope you get your comeuppance out on the street because you guys are really fucking idiots. Straight up, I'm calling you out. And let's be clear. I hate Antifa too. I think all these fucking wild radical groups are major problems. Anyone who's radical left or right, I think is ridiculous. And then people want to be like, well, Nick, you don't really have too much, you don't really draw a line in the sand when it comes to your politics. You're not really dug in on his side. You're right, I'm not. I keep my politics fluid because people change, situations change, I change, okay? What I liked 20 years ago when I thought was correct, I don't really necessarily agree with that now. It's okay. People are like, you don't really have strong convictions. Good. I don't want strong convictions in my politics because you know what ends up happening? You end up voting for the same person over and over, even if you don't like them. Because you feel like you have to. It's okay to diverge a little bit from your political fucking mental state a little bit. Concede a little bit. People love ignoring the truth so they can stay angry because that's a feeling that they're used to. They love to be angered about something. What can we be mad about today? What did this comedian say about this person? It's ridiculous, guys. Please, everyone, grow the fuck up. Speaking about growing, what's up with this Barron Trump guy? I mean, he looks like he's just like skin, and there's a broomstick holding his skin up. He's a weird-looking fucking vampire face, Joffrey head. He's very Joffrey-esque. I do not like this Barron Trump guy. Watch out for him, okay? That's all I'm saying. I don't like keeping it in the family. I'm done with the Clinton legacy. I'm done with the Bush legacy. I'm done with the Trump shit. Enough. Enough with keeping it in the family. This isn't the fucking Habsburgs back in the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. We can like mix things up a little bit, okay? Does it have to be so incestual, really? People are like, wow, he's really like filling his father's shoes. Why? Because he stood behind him like a fucking weird golem fucking figure, like Slender Man. Like, that doesn't do anything for me. I don't want this kid running the politic game of America because he's got the last name of Trump. It doesn't make any sense. Like, listen, if my father was a plumber, does that mean I'm automatically a plumber now? It doesn't make any sense to me. You still have to be qualified to do the job. So stop giving these jobs over based on people's last names, you fucking idiots. Oh, I'm hot today, baby. Who else out there is bending the knee? Who else out there is bending the knee to Donald Jesus Trump? Oh, man. Well, I guess we could talk about Elon Musk is now a Nazi, I guess. Is Elon a Nazi? Let's be clear. Now, what I saw was an autistic man making a strange, unfortunate gesture. But let me also be clear. That is 100% a Nazi salute. That looks like a Nazi salute. It smells like a Nazi salute. It looks like a Nazi salute. And let me just tell you another thing. I do not think Elon Musk is a Nazi, okay? I just don't. I think Nazis don't have the ability to be subtle. You know what I mean? If he was a Nazi, he would have came out a long time ago and said, you know what? I'm a fucking Nazi now. That it's okay. Nobody cares. So I don't think Elon's a Nazi. I think he's an autistic gentleman. I think he's a billionaire, brilliant guy. And I think he got overly excited because he's like a kid. Look at him as he walks and how excited he is to be part of American politics. How did that happen, by the way? What the fuck? How the hell did Elon become the guy? Now, I like Elon deserve, like, he belongs in the lab. He belongs behind the scenes, making the things that we use in an everyday life. Like, we don't need him up front doing weird shit. Because let's be clear, on the first day, he's throwing up Nazi salutes. It's very, it's not a good look. Let's be crystal about it. It's not a good look. But I don't think he is a full-blown Nazi, okay? I really don't. There's other photos and other videos of like Tim Walz and Elizabeth Warren and your Queen Kamala doing the same thing, doing the exact same gesture. No one flew off the handle about that because Elon is part of Trump's team and he's easy to attack and he's a Republican and blah, blah, blah. And he's the devil. And he's blah, blah, blah. Of course, everyone's going to label him as a Nazi because he put up his right hand. And let's be clear, it is a Nazi salute. I'm not saying it's not, but I don't think it's done with Nazi intention. Okay? I don't think Elon is a Nazi. And if he is a Nazi, he's the first Zionist Nazi to ever exist in the world. So another thing, another way he broke the mold. He became the first Zionist Nazi ever. And for all the people out there that are really up in arms about Nazism, where were you on October 7th? Where were you when the Islamic Hezbollah, Hamas, whatever they were, whatever scumbag animal organization they belong to, where were you when those actual real Nazi terrorists abducted and murdered Jews in cold blood? Where were you then? It's the same people complaining about Elon that have been silent this whole time or have actively went against the Jews. So I don't understand it, people. What's happening? Can we decide what side we're on? I can't keep up. I'm fucking sick to my stomach over it. Everyone is too phony and everyone just sticks on their side and doesn't know. It's just too much, dude. I just really need somebody to explain it to me. I need a full-blown docket of like where everyone falls because I can't keep up. Like, you can't be a pro-Palestinian supporter and then have a problem with Elon putting up his right arm and calling him a Nazi. Because let's be clear, the people that you're supporting and defending, they're the real Nazis, okay? I think I'm going to start calling them Nazis because it's N-A-Z-I and Nazi. I keep wanting making the joke like, oh, he can't see. Maybe he needs some glasses. Like, I don't. So Nazi, I think I'm going to say the Nazis. So just to wrap that up, Elon Musk is not a Nazi. He's an autistic weirdo who threw up a bad hand gesture. Bad look, tough look. Good luck defending it. That's all I'm going to say. Good luck, Elon. I don't know what to tell you. Another thing, I want to just do a quick PSA, a Poon Boy service announcement. If you are currently following J.D. Vance or Donald J. Trump and you didn't specifically elect to follow him, all that means is that you elected to follow Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in the previous term. No one is forcing you to follow anyone. And people are really dug in on this fact. People are saying that they have never followed Kamala and never followed Joe Biden. And now they're following Trump and Vance. I think that's complete bullshit. I'm calling you out. That's a lie. That's not happening. Okay. If you followed Biden, they just turned it over to Trump. If you followed Kamala, they turned it over to JD. It's as simple as that. Everyone get your panties in, out of a bunch, relax, have a Coke and a smile, and just take it down a notch. And all you have to do is unfollow it. This is not a government fucking ploy to have you follow people you don't want to follow. What's the difference? Do you really think that's what they're doing? Ugh, God, people are the worst. It's the same people I see on my feed every day about the Trump thing. We get it. Trump's a bad guy. And let's be clear. I think he's a fucking nut. I think this he's overcorrecting very quickly, right out of the bat. And people are like, see, Trump, he's doing what he said on day one. Yeah, he's being a real piece of shit in a lot of ways on day one. Way to go. And the thing is this. If you would ask Trump, hey, Trump, Why do you think it's a right to end birthright citizenship here in the United States? He doesn't think it's a bad idea. He would give you an answer that makes sense. You would start to listen. You'd be like, all right, I guess that makes sense. Because what it actually means is, you know, if you're born on American soil, you're obviously an American citizen. I agree with that. But Trump's trying to get rid of that because what happens is that people come into this country, they drop a kid out of their vagine for the right, for the birthright, for the citizenship. So I'm not saying that they're always taking advantage of that situation, but clearly people do take advantage of that situation because that's how people are. That's how human beings are made up. They're very opportunistic. I would do the same thing. I would get my girl pregnant on American soil if I was an immigrant, and I would have a baby drop out of her and say, hey, this is my kid. We have to stay with him now, right? So good luck to you if you're trying that. I think it's very scary that Trump is trying to get rid of that, though, because I mean, he could then decide who's an American citizen based like on a case to case basis. Really, very not okay. I'm a little creeped out by that. I have to be honest with you. So you know, first week in, Trump is fucking going crazy, ending DEI across the board. And look, I think there's pros and cons to affirmative action. I think there's pros and cons to DEI programming. I think that people deserve to be judged on their qualifications and their merit, a meritocracy. I lean towards that. But let's be clear, people are racist and make decisions based on bigotry and bias all the time. That happens. We're not all perfect people. So the government does need to step in a little bit and really try to regulate that. So I don't know. That's a tough one, right? I don't know. I mean, I hope that the people that are doing the hiring, these higher ups, that they have some sort of morality to it. And they're not just saying, well, she's a black woman, so I really don't want to vote. I don't want to really hire her. I would rather hire this white guy. Like, I don't see that happening, but that's because I would never do that. So I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but I would be shocked if any of these things stick that he's trying to do. These executive orders, they have to go through so many checks and balances, jumping through the hoops, red tape. Congress is never going to allow anything like this to happen. And I think it's a complete overcorrection. So the Republicans and the Trumpers better be very careful to not overcorrect like the liberals did and make the same mistake that they did and have everyone hate them. Because too much overcorrection, too much right, too much left is not okay. Can I say that again without being fucking shit on or disowned by my family? It's okay to be a little bit in the middle. It's okay to have Republican friends. It's okay to have Democrat friends. It's okay to have a conversation about things. What it's not okay is to physically hurt somebody or to take someone's rights away from them from just enjoying their life. That's how I really feel. Stop imposing shit on people. I mean, the Republicans that are like, you know, love small government, love being fucking in your business about your vagina and about your citizenship and about where you're working and how you're getting hired. Like, yo, back the fuck up. Oh, man. Well, the Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire has commenced, I guess. I don't know. I think Israel is still lighting people up on the Gaza Strip. These are the reports that are coming in, but I guess on paper, it's good. The hostages that were apparently not real were returned to the families of the Israeli people. It was a beautiful thing to see. Honestly, it was sad and wonderful all at the same time. That's all I can say about it. But I did see that some of these hostages were handed over gift bags from their captors, like with how many days they were there, their first day, their last day, pictures of them together, like, does Hamas think this was like a JCPenney catalog shoot? Like, what the fuck is wrong with these archaic human beings in quotes? Kidding. I guess they're human. I don't know. It's really sick to watch these. Like, even during the ceasefire, it had to be all radical and all nuts. Like, can't anything just be done with a little grace and calmness over there? Does everyone in the country have to show up around one single truck at the same time and scream Allah Akbar at you while you're just being handed off as a hostage? Like, what's the fucking, the angst over there? Can you guys chill out? Like, they're all done up in their Hamas green. Like, you can't even, like, you can only see their eyes. They got their AR-15s. Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar! It's like, yo, Guys, we're just trying to exchange the hostages that you fucking kept. You started this shit, you fucking weirdos. Oh, man, but whatever. All I can say is, like, look, if you made it out of that situation, God was on your side. If there is a God, I don't know. That's up for debate here at the Tit Studios. We're going to get into it. Is there a God? Sound off in the comments. Oh, man. Some people are not happy about these Jews being let go from the hostage situation. There's a lot of protesters still at these colleges that are like, amped up on the free the Palestinians. It's like, enough with the Palestinians. We get it. We get it. You're oppressed. I mean, what are you going to do? Move. I did see that a group of pro-Palestinian, pro-terrorist agitators ran into a class in Colombia and started dropping leaflets of, like, the Israeli flag on fire and, like, really heavy, almost like 1900s propaganda against Jews. It was very disturbing. And the only good part about that video is the reaction of the kids in the class saying, we don't want any of your shit. And these pussies that cover up their face in some sort of Islamic fucking scarf or the COVID mask, because everyone's still really concerned about that. Are you okay? Is everyone okay? These pussies who cover their face and try to act fucking tough and run into a classroom and pro-Palestine this and pro-Gaza. You guys are fucking little bitches. You guys are little bitches who have never dealt with anything real in the world. You're all trust fund babies, guaranteed. You're either trust fund babies or you're extremely poor. You're not in the middle. That I know. And you really think like you're making a difference. Wah, wah, wah. Look at me, narcissistic bullshit again. Here we go. So that was very satisfying to see these people just completely kind of be ignored and just be like, you guys are ridiculous. We're over this. This was so last year. Protesting Palestine. So 2024. Can you guys like fucking get over it? Oh my goodness gracious. The fires are still raging out here. Another fire. The Hughes fire. Shout out to Mikey Hughes, my boy from Haddon Heights, New Jersey. Hell of a catcher. The Hughes fire ripping up through Santa Clarita up there, a little more north past the valley, 10,000 acres burning. It fucking spread really quick. So we're still dealing with that out here. This has not calmed down. All the fires are still burning. And they keep arresting arsonists all over the place. Now there's a Sepulveda fire, Sepulveda Boulevard. Shout out to my LA people. Hey, what's up with the fucking fires, man? The fires? That's my Sebastian Maniscalco. I mean, are you saying these fires everywhere? It's a little smoky, no? Sepulveda fires, homeless guy started it. Now, are these government fucking spies? Are these government interrupters? They're trying to really just fucking, really start some shit within the classes? I don't know. We're going to see what happens, but they keep arresting them. So I think it's like, you know, scratching an itch for these fucking psychos, these arsonists, these people, these mentally ill handicapped people. When they see a fire, it's like that sparks something, no pun intended, in their mind where they want to continue a destructive path. So I really think that we should be cleaning these people up off the streets as quick as we can. ICE has already started. The first day, they rounded up 308 extremely violent people from extremely violent immigrants from other countries. Clearly, they're immigrants, so that's why they're from other countries, blah, blah, blah. 308, not a bad number to start with. A lot of more work to do. And look, I don't want anyone who's a law-abiding citizen to be fucking kicked out of this country. I don't want any illegal immigrant who's doing their job and paying taxes and going to work and starting a family and living the American dream, even though they're illegal in this country, they can stay. I want them to stay. If you have ever done anything illegal, any violent crime specifically, any drug-related crime specifically, you need to go. Is that crazy to say? People are not happy with this ICE thing. Lots of protests, lots of not complying, blah, blah, blah. Good luck. Good luck. This border czar looks like someone you shouldn't fuck with. That's just my personal opinion. I think he looks like somebody who's a no-nonsense kind of guy. So good luck out there if you're an immigrant. Keep your nose clean. Stay out of the light. Duck and hide. Go to work. Collect your money. Pay your taxes. And that's pretty much all I have to say about that. Now, I do have a clip that I'm just embarrassed by it. I just have to be honest with you. Now, today is Thursday, January 23rd. This Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles, go Birds, take on the Washington Commanders, a.k.a. the Washington Redskins. Now, look, there'll always be the Redskins to me. No, I'm kidding. The Redskins thing, out of all the name changes, that one I'm almost in favor for. I'm not necessarily in favor for it because I don't really like – I just don't like it. I just don't agree with it. It's something that was part – it's their team name, all the memorabilia. It doesn't necessarily mean anything hateful, but literally the term Redskin means about like a dead Indian body. So, like, it would be like the Philadelphia corpses are, like, literally, that's exactly what it is. So, I don't really have a problem with that one. That one's okay. The Cleveland Indians, I think that's fucking ridiculous. You're just saying what they were or what they are. The Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, I don't think that's ever going to be changed. The Atlanta Braves, these are all words that are associated with some sort of Indian pastime culture bullshit. So, I guess tread lightly with that stuff, but I'm not necessarily in favor of changing the name, but whatever. This Sunday, they take on the Washington Commanders, the Birds versus the Commanders. And let me tell you, the city is fired up. I'm fired up, dude. Excuse me. Go Birds. But our mayor over there, who people argue is a DEI hire, I don't know, Miss Cheryl Parker. She's got a little honey child. Hey, Cheryl. How you doing, baby? She's got a little of that going. And I like her, whatever. She's fine. Don't know much about her. I'm not a Philadelphia resident anymore, even though Philly's in my heart every day. Go bah! But let me just play this clip, because this clip should prove to you what kind of Philadelphian she actually is. And here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, our Philadelphia mayor, Miss Cheryl Parker.
E-L-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Fuck yeah, dude. E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles! Let's spell it out. E-L-G, that's Elg, S-E-S, Ses. The Elgsis, the Philadelphia Elgsis, will be playing the Washington Commanders in the NFC Championship game this Sunday. I believe it's noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Stay tuned for that. Go Birds. And God bless Cheryl Parker. One more time, Miss Cheryl Parker.
E-L-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Oh, come on there, come on there!
My reaction to Miss Cheryl Parker. The Parkers! Hey, when we gonna fuck, Miss Parker? Hey, Miss Parker. Shout out to Friday. Shout out to Smokey over there on the stoop. Thank you all so much for joining me. We're gonna wrap this episode up. I really do appreciate the love and support. Go over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, download, like, rate, review the show, subscribe to the show, share the show. Instagram, this is this podcast. YouTube, this is this podcast. Full episode coming up. Twitter/X, TITPcast, and TikTok, as it still stands, while it's still around. Go over there, give me a follow, roast me, toast me, boast me. Let me know how you feel. Shout out to the Birds. Shout out to Trump's administration. Please calm down, do a good job. Make sure that everyone's safe and happy, and just respect everyone's personal opinions. Don't go too crazy. Keep it in the center. Keep it away from the left. Keep it away from the right. Let's meet in the middle, and everyone have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Free R. Kelly.
Nobody ever knows what the fuck you're talking about, huh?
This is this.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? This is this.